Was the first casualty of President Obama's health care bill a Republican blogger? Well, some people think that David Frum, who writes the FrumForum.com, was just that. Frum's conservative credentials are impeccable. He was a White House speechwriter for President George W. Bush. But he criticized Republicans for approaching health care with a position of no negotiations, no compromise, nothing. He was promptly denounced in a Wall Street Journal editorial, and then he was fired by the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank that is generally a base for conservative and Republican writers, although there are some noteworthy exceptions. David Frum, were you sacked by the American Enterprise Institute because of what you wrote?
Well, I was given the option of continuing to work, but with no salary and no office. So I chose to interpret that as a sacking and handed in my resignation. I have no complaints about that. There is no right to work in a think tank, and these are very privileged positions. Think tanks do have points of view, and they are absolutely entitled to defend them.
Was it clear to you and to the heads of the AEI that your point of view was a problem for them?
Well, I can't speak to what is in anybody else's head. I can only look at the timing of events. I wrote an article on a Sunday. It was denounced by the Wall Street Journal on a Monday, and I was packing my bags on Thursday.
Here's what the Wall Street Journal editorial said about you. Mr. Frum now makes his living as the media's go-to basher of fellow Republicans, which is a stock beltway role.
You know, I have to say that is a very distressing and alarming way for the Journal to talk. What I see myself as doing, and especially in this fight, is upholding some important principles in the face of the largest expansion of government since the New Deal. In a moment like this, with an economic crisis like this, you have to think with your head, not with your gut. There are so many conservatives who are so angry, who are so upset, and who are being so inflamed by provocative media that they just cannot think rationally about how to deal with the problems we face. President Obama, it was not Bill Clinton. He was not elected with 42% of the vote. He was elected with 53% of the vote. He had a Democratic majority in both houses of Congress that was much more liberal. At one point, he had 60 seats in the Senate. And the Democrats had read the same history books that Republicans had. They knew what had happened in 1994 when they didn't pass health care, so they were going to. The Republicans made a big bet that they could stop this bill. They refused the opportunity to shape it. And as a result, we have a bill that they didn't stop and that they didn't shape.